Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Oh, the responses are pouring into the mega trade.
All positive, I hope.
All extremely positive. So I'm just collating them as we speak. Adam Cooney, I hope you haven't pushed mute on it.
I have already.
You muted it?
Yeah. I can't handle it.
Don't shy away from your work.
I can't handle the feedback.
Don't shy away from your work.
Last year.
Is this like flashback to leading teams?
The 360 feedback. Where's Akka? We need to tell him not to do the handstand again.
He took it well. Hey, we've got Bill in Adelaide who wants to talk about the Power, and Peter Laddams while we work our way through this glowing endorsement of your mega trade, Adam Cooney. Welcome, Bill.
Well, how are you going, guys?
We're going well.
Yeah. Look, I guess Port Adelaide have basically made the decision that they're going to probably go ahead with Sam Hayes, I think it is.
Yep.
So obviously they're going to push Laddams out the door. Look, seeing as he's a key position ruckman and there's not very many of them going around at the moment, I don't know why Laddams has been valued so low. Does that make sense?
But what do you think he's worth, Bill?
Hang on, Bill. Valued so low by whom? By Port Adelaide?
Looking at that mega trade, we don't really get too much. So I personally would have looked at clubs like GWS, who've got an abundance of midfielders. I think he'd be the perfect fit for them. They'd probably get their number one right. And I'd probably target Tim Taranto.
Hang on, what mega trade are we talking? The one yesterday?
Yesterday, okay. Yeah. Where Port Adelaide...
I'm digesting this one.
I think Port Adelaide were pretty stiff in that mega trade yesterday. You're right, Bill. You're spot on there. I got some feedback from Port Adelaide supporters yesterday afternoon and into the evening and well into the wee hours of the morning. So I take that on board, Bill. But look, if you want to involve Tim Taranto in a trade that involves Peter Laddams, there's going to have to be something significant that comes with Peter Laddams that goes with that, because Taranto's a star, and they've just they're on the verge of re-signing a couple of their ruckmen in Flynn and Briggs. Is that right, Interceptor?
Yes, that is right. No, Sam. Yes, that is right.
I do read some of your
that is right.
Some of your
that's
work.
Good. That's they're well down the path of that happening.
But
so.
Yeah, I did. I valued Peter Laddams and Port Adelaide in that trade yesterday, probably slightly undervalued.
What do you think of it, Bill? You're a Power supporter, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so what do you think of that decision to jettison Peter Laddams?
I think you got to give up some to get something back, and I think we're very light in the midfield. I think with Boakey on his probably a year or two left, Gray looks like he's finished. Got 1 year left. I think we need that midfielder just to come in, to come in with that next group that we've got coming through.
So who would that midfielder be, Bill?
Well, that's why I think I would have targeted Tim Taranto, only because it looks like GWS have pushed the midfield with Josh Kelly, Hopper.
Yeah.
They've still got to make a decision on Cognigbio, and they've been pushing him more into the high half forward. And we kind of did the same thing with Boakey, and you can see we could promise him more midfield time.
What would your thoughts be on perhaps, and I know he's been linked to your club, but Tom Mitchell coming across?
No, I don't think he'd suit our team.
Right. Okay.
I think Ollie Wines is they're too much the same player.
And he's not the same calibre of player, but the unrestricted free agent at North Melbourne's Trent Dumont, who's got some links to Port Adelaide as well. Is he someone that you might like to see in Port Adelaide colours next year?
You'd question it. You'd definitely have a look at it. I think there's one player that we're missing that I would actually have a good look at, and that's Daniel Talia.
Daniel Talia?
Yeah. Crossing camps.
Crossing over. So you'd rather a player like Daniel Talia than, say, Tim O'Brien to come in as an unrestricted free agent to your club?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's an interesting take. I hadn't heard that one before, but it would make sense given Daniel Talia's entrenched in Adelaide. He's obviously his young family's there as well, and I think even life after footy he's got himself sorted out in that city as well. So thanks for the call, Bill. Maybe one to take on as homework. Appreciate it. Hey, Ambrose is in Reservoir. Wants to talk about the Swans and the player that's about to leave that club, Jordan Dawson. Welcome, Ambrose.
Hey, I'm in Lismore. Hewitt / Dawson.
Yep.
Because I know Dawson wants to go to Adelaide or Port. It looks more of an Adelaide situation at the moment.
Yeah, no, he's nominated Adelaide. So you're right, Ambrose. He wants to get to the Adelaide Crows, Jordan Dawson. He chose the Crows over the Power in the end.
Yeah, I know it was going to be a fight. But I read Adelaide are willing to pay him over $450,000.
Yeah, and I think it'll be a pretty big contract. I think it'll be up around the $650,000 mark for Jordan Dawson to get across from Sydney Ambrose. And then I guess it's a trade. So what are Adelaide, what are they going to offer? This is where appreciate the call, Ambrose, just with the trade here, Coons. I got into a bit of a interesting, I found myself in the middle of a fight between Kimbo and the Rooch, basically, this morning on SENSA, who were haggling over.
That's not a sandwich you want to get in the middle of.
No, so I stepped right back and just observed.
What were they haggling over? Jordan Dawson.
And shouted, fight, fight, fight. Well, just what Adelaide are going to give up. Given the Crows have got pick 4, they won't want to give that up. And then they've got pick 23. So what's fair and reasonable in a trade? And Rooch was saying they need to pay top dollar, not necessarily four, but they need to stump up a high draft pick. Yep. And Kimbo was saying, no, he's you don't have to do that at all. He's out of contract. He wants to leave. You stretch it for all it's worth, and you don't cough up anything. In fact, he was saying that second pick should be enough, pick 23.
No chance, Kimbo.
No, I wouldn't have thought.
It might have to be a future first. For Jordan Dawson, because 4's too high for a player like Jordan Dawson, who we all admire the way that he reads the ball in the air and also his foot skills. So he's going to be terrific for the Adelaide Crows. So, I mean, Sydney, it's probably going to have to be, they're going to have to accept, they will accept a future first, I think, because 23 is not going to get it done. 4, so they needed one in the middle, didn't they?
Really? So a future first, and then you're barracking like mad that the Crows have another development year.
Yeah.
And you get a top-end pick, of course.
They finish 16th.
It's going to be an interesting one, that exchange. I don't think it's going to be straightforward, so we'll see how that all plays out. Off the text, is Dylan Scheel a trade target for a club in need of another midfielder? There's been a lot of speculation about Dylan Scheel, but I think we can shut that one down. He's staying at Essendon. I don't think there's anything to see here, unless there's a big turn of events at the Bombers, and I know we have been speaking about them prioritising the draft, and you mentioned
this
the
year,
Essendon defender
Aaron Francis,
name escaped me. I wonder if Dylan Scheel could be the one that gets them some real currency in the trade, but it doesn't appear as though that's the case at the moment.
Well, he's one that could have some, if you want the quest for Ben King next year, start now and trade a player with some serious currency and Dylan Scheel, and involve a future first with it. So you could load up with two future first. So you have two first round picks next year at the very least. And I think the Essendon midfield would be okay without Dylan Scheel.
G'day, boys. I believe Dawson is worth a mid to late first rounder. But as it stands, as we said, Coons, the Crows have picks 4 and 23. Gold Coast have pick 3 and 19, and they probably don't need much more youth from the draft. That is true. Should the Crows look for pick 19 to use on Dawson? I'm thinking they should trade pick 23 and 59 to Gold Coast for pick 19. Not a bad idea there, Connor. This text came in that just escaped me for the moment, Adam Cooney. This is about Gold Coast. Hi, guys. Gold Coast need to do everything in their power to keep Ben King at the club. Dixon has been linked back to the Gold Coast. That's Charlie Dixon. Surely it's in their best interest to get him in. Trade pick 3 and bring in Hartlett, Dixon and Cleary to strengthen up both ends. Matt there going hard with pick 3, securing 3 Port Adelaide players. Or Hartlett's obviously moved on. Dixon and Cleary are contracted, of course. But that's an interesting take there from Matt. Not quite
it
sure
is
how
an
to
interesting
digest
take,
that.
And this is why it raised eyebrows yesterday when you were talking about Finlayson having a medical or having the touring the facility or whatever he did. And then you've got O'Brien as well having conversations. So that's two forwards.
You mentioned it yesterday.
I thought there might have been a little bit of smoke.
Mm.
We don't know.
Charlie.
Yet.
Okay.
Charlie, back up to the Goldie.
I'm writing that down.
Back on the pre-match Sauvignon Blanc with Jack Martin.
It wasn't a Sav.
Was it Jack Martin?
It was a cab Sav.
Was it a cab?
It was
red.
A red.
Was it? He
red.
Rocked up in the morning with purple teeth, did he?
I think pre-match
That's
red.
What undid him.
A match eve red, I believe it was.
Couldn't think of anything worse than having
you just
a
said
night
Sav Blanc.
Game.
Oh, yeah. No,
than a red wine.
One
a
doesn't
bottle
do
of red.
Not a bottle. He had a glass.
No.
A bottle.
You can't
he was
just,
Max Gorn.
You don't just... particularly if you're in the hotel rooms, you crack a bottle there, you may as well finish it off because it's
one of those
back $30.
Little room service sizes, sort of the midi.
I reckon he's gone down there, the local, Thirsty Camel, picked himself up a 750 bottle. Are they 750? No, 700, I think. I don't know. I don't drink wine.
Should North Melbourne... Michael from Cranbourne texted in earlier, Coons, and he asks, should North Melbourne have a crack at grabbing Josh Battle to replace Robbie Tarrant? Tristan Cherry could be looked at for a trade. The Saints need to look for a ruckman. What could get the deal done? I don't mind that, Michael. That's not a bad little suggestion. The Kangas are in the market for some defensive support. They'll get Aiden Call back, of course, so hopefully plays far more often than he doesn't next year. But Robbie Tarrant leaving leaves a hole that they think they would need to fill. So could Tristan Cherry become part of a trade to get Josh Battle in from the Saints?
Would Josh Battle, is he, is that just a name that's just been...
I think he's just plucked that
he's
out.
He's just plucked out yep. a name. Well, yeah, he's a pretty good third defender, Josh Battle. So you're Core and Mackay. Yeah, you two. You build your defence around next year, and hopefully Aiden Core has a good year injury-wise and can contribute there. And then you're looking for a third sort of lockdown. You can take the resting ruckman or the third tall and can intercept. But, I mean, we're thinking Josh Battle's reasonably happy where he is.
We do. Now, the feedback for your mega trade, I've got it compiled. I'm ready to go. Got a little teaser off the temper text, though. I thought the Batesford pub was closed. So that might give you an indication as to how the mega trade's been received for day two.
Someone thinks I'm intoxicated, do they?
So after the break,
I don't start drinking until 3:01. Thank you very much.
We'll recap Adam Cootie's mega trade and your review of it. And we'll also discuss the Cats because Adam Cooney has done a deep dive. That's right, a deep dive into the Geelong Football Club and their list profile. Very deep. And
kiddie pool type.
We're going to discuss deep end at the Olympic. We're going to discuss where the Cats might be at going forward, a delicate sort of off-season for them in terms of their list management. The Monopoly game at Macca's is back. I'm sure you knew that. Peel and Scan to win today. It ends 19th of October 2021.